Blog Talk Radio.
Beloved, you're listening to Set Free Live. I'm Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. Truly, we do thank God, and we praise Him for His loving kindness and His tender mercy. We are excited about the word of the Lord and what God is doing in this hour, and we appreciate you listening to the broadcast on today. We've been doing a teaching entitled The Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Praise God, we began by talking about the person and work of the Holy Ghost, and these teachings have been so powerful and so encouraging, and we just thank God for the word, and we're going back into the word of the Lord. Amen. We're talking about the gifts of inspiration. We began with the gift of prophecy on our last broadcast, and we're going to pick up and say a little bit more about the gift of prophecy before we go further. Amen. But we just want to take this opportunity to let you know how much we do appreciate you listening to the broadcast. Once again, A Set Free Life is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. And we do thank God for what He is doing for the work and for the ministry. Praise God. We just want to take just a couple minutes to just let you know that we are preparing for our 8th Annual Women of Power Conference to be held in the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. The dates of this conference will be May the 19th through the 21st. Praise God. We will be at the beautiful Wyndham Resort. Amen. And we're looking forward to this time of fellowship. Amen. We've got a great lineup of speakers the Lord has given this year, and we're excited about the conference. Amen. This is the 8th one that we will be hosting. Praise God. Amen. If you want further information about the conference, visit our website at www.wopministries.org. We do have a conference page set up, amen, with all of the information. Registration information is ongoing, amen, and all of the details are there. Praise the Lord. So we invite you to visit, amen, our website. Praise God. If you'd like to leave a prayer request, you can do that. We do have a link for that. Praise God. Our address, you could just email us at prayer@wopministries.org, or you can email me personally, Deborah@wopministries.org. If you'd like to leave a praise report, prayer request, comments about the broadcast, we invite you to let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing. If you'd like to write us, you may do that. Amen. At Women of Power Ministries, P.O. Box 7192, Lawton, Oklahoma, 73506. Praise God. Amen. We also have a resource page. Praise God. And I've written a book entitled The Dawning of a New Day. We wrote this book, praise God, a few years back. Amen. And the Lord has really put it on my heart to promote this book. Praise God. We're in process of turning it into an e-book, and we will give you that information once that is available. Praise God. It is available in hard copy. If you'd like more information, you can visit our website, amen, on the ministry resource page, amen, to order that. You can do that right online. Praise God. We do appreciate you, amen, again, visiting our website and just being online with us. We thank God for this opportunity. We don't take it lightly. Praise God. Any avenue that God gives us to minister, we want to do all that God has called us to do. So we do thank God, amen, for it, amen. And we just want to take a little bit of time. There's other resources there, amen. Women of Power Ministries, we put out a devotional book a couple years ago, and that information is there. I encourage you to get that. Praise God. It's a wonderful devotional book, amen. These devotions were written by Holy Ghost-filled women of God, amen, devotions from the Father's heart. Praise God. And it's also a journal where you can journal your thoughts. Praise God. Write down things that the Lord has given. Praise the Lord. Just from the Word of God, a straight word. And so we encourage you to visit our website. Praise God. We will be adding other things on there as time goes along. Amen. Some of our messages that are on CD, video messages, praise God, and things of that nature. But, amen, most of all, beloved, we just want you to get the word of God, praise God. And a lot of things we do offer, we just put up on the website just to be a blessing for you to listen, for you to watch the messages that God has given us, praise God. Amen. We don't solicit for funds. Amen. We do ask that if the Lord would put it up on your heart to be a blessing to the ministry, we invite you to do so. But this is not a ministry where we just ask for money all the time. We don't do that. We trust God. Amen. We all know that it does take finance to run a ministry. Praise God. And God, amen, is a provider. And so we trust the Lord, amen, to put it on your heart, to partner with us if you'd like to do that. Praise God. We thank God for what he is doing. Amen. And we do appreciate most of all the word of the Lord. And we are going back into the word of God now. Praise God. We're going back to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Amen. This is a theme scripture for this segment of the teaching, talking about the gifts of the Spirit. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 4 down through 11. We do appreciate our caller, amen, that's called in. Praise God. It's on the line with us this morning. Praise the Lord. We want to say God bless you. We appreciate you listening. Caller, would you like to have words or comments at this time? Praise God. Well, we do thank God for you being on the line this morning. Amen. We are going into the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 4, reading down through verse 11. The scripture says, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Now this lets us know that there are various gifts that God has given. And the gifts that we're talking about, there are 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And we as believers, praise God, are not limited in the use of these gifts. Wherever God wants to use them and whoever he wants to use these gifts through, if we avail ourselves, he will use us in the gifts. And we need to see the gifts of the Spirit in operation in the body of Christ. It's very important that we allow the Holy Spirit to move in our lives, amen, to speak through us, praise God, because we are helpers one of another, amen. Now the scripture says, and there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord, praise God, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Now this is really unity, amen, that you can have different administrations and different operations, but yet the same God, the same Lord, the same Holy Spirit. Praise God, because God does not work against himself, and the Holy Ghost doesn't do anything of himself. He only does what the Father instructs. Praise God. He is very sensitive to the Father. He doesn't do anything on his own. And so we as believers must walk the same way. Amen. We must be careful that everything we do, we're led by the Spirit of God. Amen. I'm learning to follow the direction of God and be sensitive to his Spirit when he tells me to do something, no matter how it may seem crazy to others. But when you follow God and you do what he tells you to do, amen, he will bless it. Amen. And I make this statement because with my book, I really have not promoted it. I've had it for a while. It's been copywritten in print, praise God, but we really have not promoted it. And the Lord began to tell me, he said, I gave you that for a reason. Amen. It's a message in it. And I want people to read what you've written. Amen. It came from me. I gave it to you. And now you must give it to others. And sometimes, you know, we just kind of hold back. We don't want to make it look like we're putting ourselves out there in a negative way. But when God gives you something, beloved, he gives it to you to share it. Praise God. Amen. When it comes from God, because we need help. And there's so many people that are hurting in the body of Christ. And so the gifts are given to edify. We talked about this yesterday. To comfort. Amen. To encourage. To exhort. And so the gifts of the Spirit are in the body. Amen, to build us up, to make us stronger. Just like when we go through different things and we have testimonies that can help others, praise God, it's to, amen, let someone else know that you may be in a difficult situation right now, but God is a God, amen, that's more than enough, and he will see you through. He'll pull you out, praise God, praise the Lord. So it's imperative that we're sensitive to God and that we just simply obey the Lord. Just trust God. Trust him right where you are and then obey. There are many of you out there that are listening, praise God, to this broadcast. And God has given you things to do. He's given you ways even to get wealth, because the Bible says he gives us power to get wealth. There's entrepreneurs listening, praise God, but you have not allowed the Lord to develop the things that are deep in you. You've not allowed him to pull out those gifts and the things that he's put down in your belly, amen, to be a blessing not only to you, but to the body of Christ, amen. So it's important, again, that you listen to God and be quick to obey and step out in faith and trust the Lord, because he will bless you. He'll bless the work of your hands, praise God. He'll validate that thing once he gives us something to do. He'll validate it, praise God. He'll set his seal of approval on it, praise God. But if you don't step out, if you never step out, how will you know that God will, amen, meet the need that you have, praise God? How will you know that God will do take you further? But you must not be afraid, amen. Paul encouraged Timothy in his walk with the Lord and in his ministry not to be afraid, because the Lord did not give him the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Praise God. Now, God's given us a sound mind, stable mind, a secure mind, a do-right mind, all of that. Praise God. So we must trust God. Amen. Depend on him. Praise the Lord. Now, the scripture says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, and we talked about the word of wisdom, praise God. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. And we know that wisdom, this wisdom is divine. It's something that we don't know of ourselves. It's given straight from God, praise the Lord. And then the word of knowledge, this deals with knowing. It deals with having instruction or needing instruction, praise God. And then it says, to another, faith by the same Spirit. And we haven't talked about faith yet, but we will get there. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Praise God. Talking about the Holy Ghost. Amen. All these flow in the Holy Ghost. This is why we need to be full of God. We need to be full of his Spirit. Amen. So he can operate in our lives. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. So in other words, the Holy Ghost will use us, amen, even in the church, in the body of Christ, as he will, as we submit to him. There is an order, amen, that we have to follow. And 1 Corinthians chapter 14 talks about the order and talks about when the gifts are in operation, that the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet, amen. And so there is an order, praise God, to keep us in line and keep things from getting all crazy, praise the Lord. So the gift of prophecy, there are three points that we talked about yesterday, and that was edification, exhortation, and then comfort. And I want to touch back on comfort because I don't believe I really covered that fully. But the Greek word for comfort, one of the Greek words interpreted is consolation. And so this includes, praise God, the healing of distress, of sorrow, persecution, and suffering. And when you look in the New Testament, the apostles and the men and women of God, they went through much persecution. And so I am pretty sure that they needed much comfort. Amen. I'm sure it did not feel good when Paul was stoned and left for dead, when God called him to preach, when God called him to proclaim the gospel. Peter and James and John and all these, when James was killed with a sword, praise God, and that hard persecution hit the church, and they were dispersed and had to run for their lives and had to go to different places. I'm pretty sure that, you know, they got discouraged, but God would come through and comfort them and strengthen them and exhort them to continue on, praise God. And so when we go through things in the body of Christ, in churches and fellowships, amen, we go through hard things sometimes, amen. And if we are not careful, we would be tempted to back up, to say, you know what, this isn't worth it. I don't need to go through all this pain, all this trouble, all this talk, gossip, whatever. Praise God. But God will comfort us and strengthen us and let us know it's going to be all right. You can make it. Praise God. When you're lied on, when you're talked about, just for doing what God's called you to do, stepping out. Praise God. Sometimes people don't understand what we do, or, you know, when God places a call on our life and then we begin to embrace that call, praise God, then, you know, we want everyone to be with us, and everyone's not going to be with us. Amen. Sometimes, you know, you're going to bump up against folk that don't understand, or, you know, may have questions or concerns or whatever it is, praise God. And so sometimes we're looking for those pats on the back, and they're not coming, praise God. But you've got to know God for yourself, beloved. Preacher, teacher, amen, evangelist, apostle, amen, prophet, if you're listening, praise the Lord. You must know God for yourself. You must know what the Lord is telling you to do, and he will confirm his word. Amen. God will confirm. He does not move outside of his word. He will validate the anointing on your life. Praise God. Sometimes we have to wait on our call, on our ministry. We have to wait. Praise God. And in that waiting, God will prepare. Amen. He'll give you every tool that you need to do the things that God has called you to do. Sometimes God gives such big visions, and it looks like, how will this get fulfilled? But as we walk step by step, day by day, praise God, and follow the direction of the Holy Ghost, he will lead, he will guide you, he will instruct you. Praise God. And so it's important that we stay in tune with God, that we keep our relationship fresh with the Lord, that we keep our prayer life vibrant. Amen. That we pray, that we study, that we stay consecrated. Keep your face toward God. Seek the face of God, beloved. Amen, pastor. Amen. You're concerned about things that are going on in ministry, in your ministry, and you don't know what to do. Seek God. Amen. Spend time with the Lord every day. It's important that we hear God. Moses was a man that God used to lead the people out of Egypt, but he also gave him a vision and gave him a pattern of the temple, of the tabernacle, to build that tabernacle, praise God, a place where God could dwell with the people. But he had to get the instructions from the Lord, and he had to know exactly what to do. And God, when he went up into the mount, amen, and he was there for 40 days and 40 nights the first time, and he received the commandments, and he was there with the Lord, and God ministered to him, praise God. And then, you know, when he went back and God gave him all the commands and gave him how to do the sacrifices, that was a lot of information, praise God. But he had to do it the way the Lord said, praise God. And we must do the same thing, beloved. And in these gifts, when God uses these gifts, he has a purpose and he has a reason for it, praise the Lord. And so we must be in tune to God, because when you prophesy, these are words that come straight from God. They're not words that you put together yourself. Amen. It's inspiration of the Holy Ghost, divine utterances, supernatural utterances, amen, that we could not put together ourselves, that come straight from God. And as we submit to the Spirit of the Lord, we're able to speak those words out, praise God. Amen. This is how this happens. This is not something that we put together ourselves. And if someone does give a word and it's not from God, amen, we're going to know that, because it's not going to come to pass. It's not going to come to fruition, praise God. When we're talking about prophecy, it's going to lay right where it is, praise God. Amen. But when one speaks under the unction of the Holy Ghost, amen, there will be fruit behind that, and that fruit will remain, praise God, and it will come to pass. It will exhort, it will encourage, it will comfort, it will confirm, it will do that thing that God sends it out to do, praise the Lord. Amen. Now listen, this gift can be exercised by both men and women, amen, because God uses women as well as men, praise God. Now you can read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and verse 5, I'm going to just read a few scriptures here. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 5, it says, "But every woman that prayeth or prophesieth with her head uncovered dishonoreth her head, for that is even all one as if she were shaven." Now, this is just talking about order, but the point I want to make out is the fact that the woman prays or prophesies. Okay, I'm not going to get into head covering and all of that. That's not the purpose of this teaching, praise the Lord. But we know that God uses men and women in this hour, praise God. And then 1 Corinthians 14, chapter 14, verse 31, it says, For ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. Praise God. And this chapter, again, gives us the order. Praise God. Because God is a God of order. Amen. And so when we follow the order of God and we follow what God gives us, amen, we stay in line and we stay in order with the Lord, praise God, things will flow. The Holy Ghost will flow, praise God, and God will be edified. He'll be glorified, amen. Praise God. And then you can read on your own Acts chapter 2, verses 16 through 21, amen. Praise God. Now, prophecy is greater than tongues without interpretation. And the reason of that is because prophecy is known language. In other words, we can understand it. When we pray in tongues, amen, our spirit man is fruitful, but the natural man is not. Amen. So when there is, and we're going to talk about the gift of tongues, when we pray in tongues and there's a message, praise God, normally you know that, amen, and then later that message will come through interpretation of tongues, praise God. Amen. And so if there's just tongues, I mean, you're not knowing what's said in the natural. If there's no interpretation, then you just be quiet. Praise God. And that's the order in 1 Corinthians 14. If there is no interpretation, then we just go on. Praise God. But when we're in services, you know the flow of the Holy Ghost. And amen. And this is why we must be versed in the scripture and we must study, amen, so that we know how to flow in the Holy Ghost. And the Word of God is our pattern. It is our instruction manual, if you will. So we must know this Word of God so we know what's going on and we know the various gifts and what they are, praise God, and when they're being displayed, praise the Lord. This is the purpose of this, so that we get a closer relationship with God, amen, and we get linked into the Holy Ghost, amen. I've been saying that a lot because this is where we are. God is really wanting, again, the church, amen, to really be linked in, that when revivals are taking place, services are taking place, the power of God can move, amen, and lives can be changed and saved and delivered by the power of God, praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise God. So prophecy is greater than tongues without interpretation, but both are equal when tongues are interpreted. Praise God. So that means we're fruitful. Amen. And I'm going to read just a few verses from chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians. And I'm going to begin at verse 1. Amen. The scripture says, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. It says, follow after charity, which is love, and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. And we talked about these areas, praise God. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. I would that ye all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. And this is the purpose of the gift of prophecy, that the church is edified, that we're lifted up, that we're built up, that we're encouraged, and that we're comforted. Praise the Lord. So when you hear a word of prophecy, amen, and that word tears down, that word is negative, that word does not bring any fruit, amen, and it does not line up with God, praise God, that is not a word from the Lord. We have to know by the Holy Ghost what's being said and where it's coming from. Praise God. This is why we talked about discerning of spirits. Amen. And we can know when someone is not flowing in the Holy Ghost. We can know that. We can know if it's a familiar spirit. We can know if it's a spirit of witchcraft. We can know if it's divination. Amen. By the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because the Bible says we are to try the spirit to see whether it be of God. Amen. So we learn these things, again, by getting in the Word, amen, walking sensitive to the Holy Ghost, praise God. So if someone were to come in your congregation or your fellowship and they're false, Amen. The Holy Ghost is going to let you know that. Praise God. And then he'll give you how. The Lord will give you how to deal. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we have to silence people. We have to say, no, you can't say that. Amen. Or whatever. Amen. And the Holy Ghost is a gentleman. He'll give you how to deal with that situation. And these things come up at times. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we must just be sensitive to God. Amen. Because when it's God, amen, it will do one of these things. It will edify. It will glorify God, of course. It will exhort and it will comfort, praise God, the body of Christ. And will be built up in order to move a little further with God. Praise the Lord. Now, the gift of prophecy is simply the speaking, the Spirit speaking through a believer in his own tongue. While tongues is the same operation, only it is not in the native tongue of the speaker. And we just pretty much said that, praise God. And we read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. It may accompany tongues, Acts 19, 1 through 7. You can read that scripture. It is not equal to the written word of God, for it will cease. And the Bible says that prophecies will cease. But the word of God will abide forever. And this is why we must be careful. I'm going to say this, that we do not rely so much on prophecy and words from God or words through other people that we don't get in the word for ourselves. We must stay balanced. Praise the Lord. We must stay balanced and we must not depend so on the gifts that we, amen, we don't seek the Lord or, you know, that's our lifeline, if you will. Praise God, because you can get in a danger zone with that. There are people that all they do is follow words. They just follow this one. What do you have to say to me? What do you have to say? No, you need to get in the word. Amen. You need to seek God. Amen. Get in the word of God and fellowship with the Lord. The most precious times, beloved, that I have is when I get with God and spend time with him, and he ministers to me through the word of God. Amen. Those are times that are precious that no one can not only take that away, but nothing can satisfy more than God speaking to you, amen, directly, amen, through his word, amen, through you just spending time in prayer, amen, in fellowship, in the presence of God, amen. Moses had such a friendship with God because he spent a lot of time with the Lord, amen, and God just wants some time from us sometime. He just wants us to, amen, make sure that we keep that relationship with him. Amen. And we develop that even the more. Praise the Lord. Amen. You have been listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for this teaching. Amen. We thank God for what he's doing. Now, there's a little bit more that I do want to talk about on this on the next broadcast. Praise God. We're going to wrap up the gift of prophecy and move into the gift of tongues. We'll talk about that. Lord, say the same on the next broadcast. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. And I'm asking you, Lord, to continue to strengthen your people. Continue, Father God, to give us a greater hunger for your word. Feed us from heaven. Father, you minister right now to everyone listening. Minister to that one that may be discouraged. Father, you encourage and you uplift, oh God, and you continue the work that you have begun. Keep your people encouraged. Touch every leader that would be listening right now. Keep us stirred up, Father. Keep our face to the wall, that we will continue to seek you even the more. And we thank you, and we give you praise, honor, and glory now for all things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Beloved, we encourage you to continue to listen in. We thank you for listening to Set Free Live, and we pray that this broadcast is being a blessing and an encouragement to you. We want you to stay encouraged and know that God loves you. He cares about you, beloved. He has your best interests at heart, and he's working things out just for you, just because he cares, just because he loves you. Stay encouraged. Amen. Stay built up in the word. Amen. Keep your face to the wall. Continue to seek the face of God, because God will not leave you, beloved. He will not forsake you, but he will be there just for you because he cares. Until our next broadcast, it is my prayer that you will stay encouraged. Amen. And continue to walk with God, and he will walk with you. Until our next broadcast, I pray the blessing of the Lord will continue to be yours. God bless you.